Thank you so much, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Kevin Corain. I'm in Newark, Delaware.
Newark, Delaware?
Yes.
Which you all pronounce that way so as not to be confused with any other Newarks in
that's
the world.
It's spelled just like Newark, New Jersey.
I know, but it's a totally different place, totally different place.
Yes.
Home of the great University of Delaware.
I teach there.
You're a fighting blue hen.
Exactly.
Well, that's what they call them. I don't know why, the fighting blue hens of the University of Delaware. What do you teach?
I teach Irish literature.
Irish literature?
Yes.
So you're Yeats, you're Shaw, all those
exactly.
guys.
Exactly.
That's fabulous. That's great. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Kevin's topic?
Mr. Seeger, would you please stop with the hammering? It's driving me nuts.
We at Wait Wait are suckers for singer-songwriters with their heartfelt lyrics, their plaintive tones. This week we read about a troubadour whose song has come to haunt him or her. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about singers who are living out their music, but not in a good way. Choose the real story, you'll win Carl's voice on your voice mail greeting.
Great.
First, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
How many loads must a man lay down before it makes a stink? The answer, my friends, is blowing in the winds of Malibu. Rock poet Bob Dylan's newly installed porta-potty sits where the winds hit heavy on the borderline of his property and that of his neighbors Cindy and Dave Eminger. The Emingers' home has become tangled up in the blue chemical smell of what they call a toxic, hazardous, carcinogenic toilet plopped down next to our home. City officials have been unable to force Dylan to remove the potty. Aware there is something happening, they apparently don't know what it is, and Dylan's history shows it ain't no use to wonder why he does these things. In the meantime, the Emingers are advised to keep a clean nose, use a change of clothes, and look at the bright side. They don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
Bob Dylan knows what's blowing in the wind. At his home in Malibu, your next story of a singer maybe regretting their songs comes from Kiri O'Connor.
Rapper Lil Wayne, a.k.a. Dwayne Carter, scored a major hit recently with his song Lollipop, a musical work so parentally unacceptable that it barely rose to the level of single entendre. But it turns out that Lil Wayne really does like lollipops, a little too much. According to his publicist, Sarah Pheasant, Lil Wayne recently underwent major dental work in part due to his consumption of at least a dozen Tootsie Roll Pops a day. He really couldn't stay away from the purple ones, she said of the rapper. The lollipops really helped his throat. Lil Wayne urged his young fans, however, not to get hooked on lollipops and also to brush their teeth. Next up, pop singer Fergie will open up the back of her car and there will be a lot of junk. All that junk inside her trunk.
Lil Wayne, singer of Lollipop, turns out was too addicted to the real thing, and your last story of a song that's come back to haunt its creator comes from Paul Prevenza.
80s pop star Kim Carnes, best known for the mega hit Betty Davis Eyes, was jamming with some fellow local musicians in a small neighborhood bar in her hometown of Nashville. A drunken reveler playing darts during the impromptu music performance missed the dartboard, which just happened to be right off the edge of the tiny stage. The dart nailed Kim Carnes right in, you guessed it, the eye. She was rushed to the hospital as local fans watched in horror, but doctors say that she will be fine, there will be no permanent damage, and everything will be okay. I hope she's okay, said one of her fans. We don't want her to be singing, she's got Sammy Davis eye.
So one of these singers has caused some trouble in a way reminiscent of their song. Was it Bob Dylan's porta potty, the scent of which is now blowing in the wind? Was it Lil Wayne's lollipop, which turned out to cause him some dental troubles? Or was it Kim Carnes' Betty Davis eyes, injured in a tragic dart accident? Which of these is the real story in the week's news?
I think I'll go with Bob Dylan and the porta potty, maybe because Tom just sold it the best.
He did. He did. That was pretty great. All right, well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone familiar with the true story.
This is just a routine code enforcement issue. I've never seen Mr. Dylan's toilet, and by the way, I don't inspect other mouths as good as his toilet.
That was Andy Stern, The mayor of Malibu doing his best to quell the outrage surrounding Bob Dylan's porta potty. Congratulations, you got it right. You earned a point for Tom. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Well done.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing with us today.
Pleasure to be with you.
Bye-bye.